again. Coming in.
Yes, and this is Glenn Riggs coming in for Grape Nuts Flakes, the breakfast treat that's got what it takes. Say, gang, how's that ship of yours? I mean you, your body, that most precious of all machines. Does it roll in at breakfast with a hearty appetite, or does it wobble in like a pre-Grape Nuts Flakes model? A body not yet tuned up with the help of wholesome whole-grain Grape Nuts Flakes. Yes, Grape Nuts Flakes, rich with bodybuilding goodness. A breakfast food that helps give you the power and speed of a super fortress. A breakfast food that sends you off winging. And gang, one taste of those delicious Grape Nuts Flakes and it's ceiling unlimited for flavor. Yes, there's no limit to how much you'll love that malty, rich, sweet-as-a-nut flavor. So gang, get started. Get Mom to treat that ship of yours to Grape Nuts Flakes. Tell her how good and wholesome for you they are. And tell her what fun you'll have eating them. Yes, get started and watch. Watch how much better you take off each morning when you take off with Grape Nuts Flakes, the happy breakfast cereal. And now to our story. Fighting their way through a squadron of Nazi dive bombers, Hop and Tank crash-landed at the Freidorf Air Base and reported immediately to Colonel Morton at Air Intelligence Headquarters. There, they received a new and dangerous assignment. Orders to determine the location of huge Nazi war factories which were being dismantled in Germany and shipped piece by piece in Nazi transport lanes to a secret base somewhere in the Austrian Alps. However, another man was assigned to help them carry out the mission, and to Tank's amazement, it turned out to be...
Hiya, Lieutenant Harrigan! Hello, Blubber.
Brooklyn Joe Maloney. Oh, my gosh, 11 million GIs in this man's army and we have to get stuck with you.
As we continue now, it is 2200 hours, 10 o'clock, on the night following the boys' arrival at Freidorf. In the operations headquarters of the airfield, Hoff and Colonel Morton are making a final check of flight plans for the coming mission. Listen.
You will take off in 5 minutes, Harrigan, and proceed on course 098 for 1 hour, maintaining an altitude of 15,000 feet.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you copies of these charts.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Flying at cruising speed, you should be over this point here at the end of the hour.
Uh-huh. About 40 miles due west of Berlin.
That's right. You'll then change course, heading 184, and climb to 30,000 feet. Maintaining your cruising speed, you should be over the Death's Head Squadron Air Base 20 minutes later.
Easily, sir.
Then, as you know, you'll fly a wide circle and wait.
Until the Death's Head Squadron comes up.
Right. And with the electronic device installed on the P-61, which Sergeant Bonroni will operate, you should be able to follow the Nazis without their seeing
you. Well, you follow them wherever they go, sir. Is that it?
Yes. They'll undoubtedly rendezvous with a fleet of transports and then head south to the Austrian Alps.
Oh, I guess I've got it all straight now, sir.
Now, remember, Harrigan, under no circumstances are you to engage the enemy. I don't care if they all line up in front of your guns like clay pigeons. You're not to fire a shot.
Yes, sir, I understand. I may have to tie Tank's hands behind his back.
Well, I don't care what you do. You're going up there to discover the location of those factories in the Alps. Nothing more. If the Nazis get wind of the fact that you're trailing them, the whole plan will fail.
Well, we'll be careful, sir.
What in the world is happening out there?
Tank and Brooklyn Joe are at it again.
Huh?
Oh, sounds like a heavy storm's brewing.
Come in.
Easy,
boys. You're forgetting something.
Huh? Oh, gosh, the colonel. Oh, sorry, sir. We didn't see you.
All right, boys. As you are.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Now, what is this all about?
It's Joe, sir.
No, it ain't. It's him, Colonel Morton.
Shut up and let me tell it.
Oh, yeah, for 2 cents, I'd cram your teeth right down your
throat. Now, wait a minute, you two. That's enough.
But, sir,
enough, I said. Attention. Now, you will both face your immediate superior, Lieutenant Harrigan. Present whatever complaint you have in a formal manner.
Yes, sir.
The Court of Inquiry is yours, Lieutenant.
Thank you, sir. Well, Tank, Joe... What's the matter?
It's this way.
One at a time. You first.
Well, it's like this. I'm checking over the P-61, seeing that everything's in shape for the flight tonight. When this big lug comes barging over and tells me to lay off. Of course, I don't take none of that lip from him, so... Well, we got into a kind of an argument, and we came over here for you to settle it.
Well, what's there to settle?
Who's going to service the ship, him or me?
Well...
I got as much right as him to check that plane.
Oh, no, Yank. You're just riding with us to handle a radio detector and nothing else. You don't know a piston from a hole in the ground.
Oh, yeah?
All right, cut it. Now, I'll tell you how we'll work this.
Yeah?
Shoot, Hop.
There are two motors on the plane. You can each service one. Tank, the starboard motor. Joe, the port. That's fair enough, isn't it?
Sure. It It's okay with me.
Oh, gosh, Harp.
And because Joe has charge of the electronic device, you'll handle the main turret guns, Tank. Okay?
Yeah, that's swell.
Now, is there anything else?
Nope. I'm satisfied.
That's all we was arguing about, Harp.
Well, I don't doubt but that you'll find something else later. Go on now, both of you. Get back to the ship. We'll take off in 2 minutes.
Right, Lieutenant.
Okay, Harp. See you at the plane. Bye, Colonel Morton, and excuse us for busting in like this.
That's all right, boys. Goodbye, and good luck to you both.
Thank you. So long. Come on, Blubber.
How many times do I have to tell you not to call me Blubber?
Harrigan, do you think it's advisable for those two men to fly together? Perhaps I'd better assign another technician.
Oh, no, sir, don't do that. Tank and Joe have been scrapping like that on and off for years now. They fight with each other when there's nobody else to fight. Up against the enemy, it's a different story.
Well, all right, if you're satisfied.
Perfectly, sir.
Now, is there anything more you want to go over with me?
No, sir. I think I have it all straight.
All right. Here's the dispatch case with your charts and papers.
Thank you, sir.
I shan't walk out of the plane with you. There's still a lot to be done on this end.
Right, sir. I understand.
Goodbye, Harrigan. And good luck.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
Saluting smartly, Hop turns and leaves operations headquarters. The mission is about to begin. 15 minutes later, we find him at the controls of a sleek, powerful Black Widow fighter, roaring high above the German lines on course 098. Immediately behind him are Tank and Brooklyn Joe, both unusually quiet.
What's the matter with you two? Don't you feel well? You haven't said a word since the takeoff.
Well, it's this way, Skipper. We've decided not to say anything to each other, and unless we could say something nice.
So?
You can't think of nothing nice.
For the love of Pete, gut it out. Just as a natural for you two not to fight.
You mean you don't mind us scrapping?
Not at all. I'd begin to worry if you didn't.
Well, okay. What do we fight about, Tinker?
Well, I don't know. Just say something. I'll take defense at it.
You'll take what?
I'll take defense at it. What's the matter? Don't you understand English?
Sure, but that ain't English. I'll take defense. What are you playing, football?
Ah, wise guy.
Now, take means he'll take offense. He means he'll be offended.
Ha! Now who don't understand English? Defense. Ha-ha!
Are you sure about that, Hopper?
Of course.
You better go back to school, dumbbell.
Okay, skip it.
Heads up now, you two. Getting pretty deep into Nazi territory. Keep your eyes peeled for enemy planes. Don't want to be stopped now.
I'm watching, Hop.
Me too.
40 minutes more on this heading, then we turn south for the Death's Head Squadron Air Base.
His hands gripping the controls firmly, Hop guides the powerful P-61 through the night sky while the two mechanics watch for possible enemy interception. At the appointed time, the young pilot swings the ship on the new course and 20 minutes later calls to Tank and Brooklyn Joe.
Stand by. We're over the squadron airbase.
Check.
Oh, boy, what I wouldn't give to be dropping a load of blockbusters on that joint now.
Listen, Tank, before we go any further, you've got to get one thing clear.
Sure, what?
Keep that itchy trigger finger of yours away from the guns.
Well,
none of that well business.
Yeah, but suppose the Heinies jump us.
If they do, I'll give you the order to fire. But not till we're dead sure we've been spotted.
Okay.
Good. Joe.
Yep?
You got your detector working?
Like a charm. If there are any Heinies buzzing around here, I'll know about it.
Swell. I'm coasting in a wide circle now, right around the Nazi field. Pay close attention. They may come up anytime.
Right on the ball, Skipper.
Hey, Hop.
Al?
You sure they'll come up?
The Nazis? Yeah, Colonel Morton said they're due to go out tonight to escort the transport.
Hey, Skipper.
Here, Joe.
I'm picking up something.
Planes?
Yep, whole mess of them. Better set the ship on course 253 and let's see what happens.
253, check.
Steady you down and hold that bearing.
Right. You see anything below, Tank?
Ah, just one big mess of black.
Skipper.
Yeah.
Change course. 279.
Right. On course, Joe.
Okay, hold it.
Right.
Better pick up a little speed now. They're going pretty fast.
This is it, boys. Hold on.
Jamming the throttle wide open, Hop roars his ship through the night sky, close on the trail of the unsuspecting Nazi planes. Where will they lead him? To the secret war plants in the Austrian Alps? We'll know in just a moment. But first, here's a tip. When you hear the slogan, "They've got what it takes," it's your cue for a breakfast that really means something. A breakfast with Grape Nuts Flakes. Grape Nuts Flakes have what it takes because they're chock full of whole grain nourishment and bodybuilding goodness. They've got what it takes to help give you that punch and a pinch, that big extra breath when you need it.
So, gang, if you haven't yet eaten Grape Nuts Flakes, let Mom know about it. Tell her how good for you they are, how they help to put a move on those pounds and inches. And tell her, too, that those Grape Nuts Flakes are the happy breakfast cereal. The breakfast cereal that will make you smile where others have failed. Yes, the first taste of that malty-rich, sweet-as-a-nut flavor, and you'll be tossing smiles around that breakfast table like rice at a wedding. They're extra delicious, extra wholesome. Grape Nuts Flakes. They've got what it takes.
And now, back to our story. By means of special electronic equipment on the P-61, Hop is close on what he believes to be the trail of planes of the Nazi Death's Head Squadron. A half hour goes by before he asks the question in his mind.
Joe, are you sure we're trailing the Death's Head Squadron?
Well, this equipment don't tell me what kind of planes we're picking up, but we're following something, that's a cinch.
Anything wrong, Hop? We've been on course 279 for the last 30 minutes now. You know where that should take us.
Holy cow, right back into France. Hey, Joe, you dumb jerk, you've been giving us a wrong steer.
I'm only telling you what the equipment tells me.
I might have known you'd mess things up.
Those planes, if they're Nazi, should have headed south long ago.
Well, what do we do?
I don't know. I wonder if I can risk going down, taking a look.
Morton, the CX-4.
Hey,
Morton,
the radio.
The CX-4.
Colonel Morton, hold it.
Come in. Over.
CX-4, back to Colonel Morton. Standing by. Go ahead. Over.
Harrigan, where the devil are you? What do you think you're doing? Over.
I'm sorry, sir. I don't understand. Over.
I've just had a report from an interceptor station. Do you realize you're following the wrong planes? Over.
Why, no, sir. We picked up these planes over the Death's Head airbase. Over.
They tricked you. The Nazi transports took off and headed south 15 minutes ago. You're way out of position. Over.
I'm sorry, sir. I must have made a mistake. Over.
You certainly have, and a bad one. Return to Prydorf at once. Over.
But I might be able to catch the transport, sir. They can't fly very fast. May I have permission to try?
Absolutely not. You can consider your mission a failure. Return to headquarters at once. Over and out.
With a heavy heart, Hop hears the orders and prepares to obey. Return to Freidorf at once. Mission a failure. What happened? How was Hop fooled so completely? Must the entire plan be abandoned now because of his error? We'll know on Monday, so be sure to listen. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways. Brought to you by the makers of Grape Nuts Flakes.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you Monday. Same time, same station.
So long, Hop. Don't forget, Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes. Hop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. This is the Blue Network.